Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. On Thursday, members of the St. Paul Federation of Educators voted to authorize a strike against the St. Paul Public Schools, opening the door to a possible walkout if the union and the state's second largest district can't reach a deal. SPFE union member Erica Schatzline says in addition to increased pay and lower health insurance costs,
would be the addition of licensed drug and alcohol counselors into our schools, since we have such a large increase in the community of fentanyl and opioid use, and that trickles into our schools.
Schatzline says in order to fund these positions, it would likely have to come out of members' pockets.
I do not believe that it is right and fair to cost those programs and skills and services that our students need against our contract. But that's why the gulf is so big.
With mediation still underway, it's still unclear when union members would strike. The state of Minnesota is reissuing over 128,000 one-time rebate checks that went uncashed and then expired, possibly because they came from a third-party contractor in Montana and might have been mistaken for junk mail. But State Revenue Commissioner Paul Marquardt says this batch,
this is going to look like the normal state of Minnesota check.
Marquardt says the state got rebates to about 2 million people, but the checks being reissued still represent about $48 million, a pretty good chunk of change. The Chisago County Sheriff's Office says a 59-year-old woman from Harris is facing DWI and other charges after crashing a school bus into the ditch in Rush City Thursday. No one was hurt, and another bus brought the kids to school. A sheriff's sergeant says he observed signs of alcohol impairment when interviewing the bus driver, and she was arrested and booked in jail. In other news, new research shows Minnesota's ethanol industry generated more than $6.5 billion in economic activity in 2023. Minnesota Biofuels Association Director Brian Werner is touting the U of M Extension study.
So what I like about this report is it puts real data behind what rural communities, farmers, and workers across our state already know, which is that the ethanol industry is a critical piece of our diverse economy here in Minnesota.
The industry employs 21,000 people and provides $1.3 billion in income to Minnesotans. The Duluth International Airport, home to one of the oldest airport towers in the U.S., is set to receive a federal grant of $10 million to aid in the replacement of its aged tower. And a man from Ohio is charged in the disappearance of a 15-year-old Glenwood girl who authorities say he met online. The girl was later found in St. Cloud. This is MNN.